Good morning. Let us go to prayer. Father, thank you that we are coming to you with a simple confidence as a little child to his father or mother, asking for what we need. What a grace and generosity, Father, you ask of us. I am so grateful for you giving us like a breath of life and everything else. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us from harm and danger. Help us to praise you after you a great goodness, tender love, trust you more for all that we need. What promises, though Jesus Christ, our hearts can be filled with joy and real joy. We praise you for the sick and the shut-in. Lord, go by the nursing home, the hospital to visit today, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the De Leon family today, Lord. Thank you for Vanessa Witherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for their vision for the TMC call. Pray for the speaker to download us information into us today, Lord. Today, TMC family, we want to thank you and new listeners for with us this morning. In Jesus' name, everyone say amen, amen. Go out and have a honest the world. Host, are you there?
I am, and it's Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia Cox, for greeting us this morning and also feeding us. And we also thank you for opening us up in prayer. And we thank you for our tag for the day. And, of course, we want to make sure that we all have a heart of joy for Jesus. So thank you so much. And God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California. And I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome each and every single one of you on this day to the Master's Call. Our founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, on October the 25th of 2010, said yes to the vision that God had given them to have this call go forth every day, that when you, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, will call into this line, this telecommunication sanctuary, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. Please stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So every day here on the Master's Call, Monday through Friday, we start this call off in prayer, we end in prayer, and on Fridays, we take your prayer request and your praise report. But I just want to let you know that maybe there's something going on in your life before we get a chance to come together on a Friday, or maybe you want to say something today. Well, there is a way for you to communicate with us. We have a website, and it's available to you 24/7. And our website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And please visit our website. There's so much information on there, and we would love to share it with you. Not only just share with you, but we would hope that you would share it with others. Also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report or a testimony, or maybe you have a question, maybe there's something going on in your life and you feel safe here on the Master's Call, well, please share it with us. And not only that, some of you have been here and you've been feasting for a while at the table, but I do believe that God is purging you and pushing you into another position. And maybe that position may be here on the Master's Call. Maybe you want to greet the family as they come on the line. Maybe you want to be one of the prayer intercessors and, you know, you want to say a prayer here on the line. Or maybe there's a message that God has given you that you want to share. Well, we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, and we will respond to you. Every day immediately following this call, we have the opportunity to go over to the morning motivational call. Here we get inspiration. There we get motivation. So at the morning motivational call, where so many great leaders are on there from Artists International, we invite you to join us there at 530-881-1300 and the access code 5395-98 pound immediately following this call every Monday through Friday. If you are an artistpreneur on this line, I invite you to become part of the 150 Club. Today is the final day to make that happen. Please check your back office and make sure, get back with the person that invited you to this call. If you don't know anything about artists and what is the 150 Club, get back with the person that invited you, and they will be more than glad to share more with you about what is going on in Artists International. For truly, an appointment with artists will change your life. Well, I hope you have your Bible, your pens, your tablets, whatever you need to take notes, because now it is time to hear what thus says the Lord. Our minister with the message for this morning is none other than the phenomenal Apostle Christopher E. Finch. Apostle Christopher E. Finch is pastor of Hope for All Christian Center and Hope for All Bible College. He is also the founder, president, and CEO of the C.E. Finch Urban Initiative, a community-based resource center comprising of an after-school learning academy and a social research center. Incepted through partnership with Kings County District Attorney's Office of the City of New York, assisting youth at risk in obtaining employment and mentorship opportunities. Apostle Finch is a native of Trinidad, where he spent his childhood and received his education. He completed his ministerial training at the United Pentecostal Churches, and in June of 1988, he was ordained to the office of pastor. Apostle Finch completed his biblical and theological disciplines through Community Bible Institute and Canon Bible and Seminary. Apostle Finch has been given a global vision for the Lord to preach and teach the Word of God to the nations of the world under the apostolic mantle. He is also used of the Lord as an international speaker to teach and train leaders. He preaches and teaches biblical truth with revelation knowledge from the Lord in an effort to discipline and help Christians find their purposes and destinies in the kingdom of God. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring to you this morning. I apologize. Okay, there is a change. So this morning, without further ado, I would like to bring to the line this morning, he is the pastor that we know as the Lviv man. He is from Trinidad Tobago as well. He will be coming this morning from Brooklyn, New York. And he is the Lviv King, none other than that wonderful voice that we all know, an artist, and we know here on the Master's Call, Pastor John. Pastor John, are you out there this morning?
Oh, praise the Lord. Could you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Man of God, please take it away. The platform is yours.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my beloved minister. And today I'm thanking God and bringing greetings to the Holy Spirit, giving honor to the Holy Spirit, which is the head of my life. And I want to give God honor for having such a great person as Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts to have such, to put us in such a situation like this and lead us in these services throughout and over the years. I want to greet our moderator, all the saints of God, everyone, artists, international people, but most of all of God's people. Regardless if you are artists or not, you're still God's people. Today, I'm Pastor John, and I want to speak on a topic. What is my purpose in God's kingdom? What is your purpose in God's kingdom? The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Father God, I ask you to bless your word. I ask you to take the anointing that you have given me and let it flow. The limitations that is within me, let it become unlimited. Bless your people this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. at various turns in life we entered in blind alley situations. Blind alleys are those circumstances in which we are cornered by no action of our own, but the unfair and unjust circumstances of life take us on a path in which we cannot see, oh God help us, an escape. Often, we are frustrated by life blind alleys. Am I talking to someone this morning? That you've been frustrated over the years, and more so, we become friends through this vehicle that we are using, Aris International. That's how we get to know each other, but so many of us are frustrated with our situation, with it and outside of it. There are the circumstances that result in bad things happening to good people. That's the essence of a tragedy when a bad thing happens to a good person. It is what happened to Job. He was a good man who faced blind alley situations. Bad things were happening to him repeatedly. Death, financial disaster, loss of family, and many other problems. There was no place to escape, no place to turn. In fact, God says to Satan that Job is the finest person upon the face of the earth in the name of Jesus. So God regarded Job as the finest. Yet his friends came and said, you are a sinner. Don't allow no one to put you down. If you are walking in the footsteps of God, rest assured this morning, I don't care how bad it can get. I'm telling you, if you want to talk bad, let's talk about bad. Oh, praise the Lord, because when it looked me in the eye and says, your T cells has been compromised and now you got cancer and now you're going to die. This is something bad that happened to a good person. Oh my God, hallelujah. Let me continue on the text. Yet even in the blind alley of life, Job resolved to remain faithful to the Lord. The poor widow, oh my God, Job was determined to wait until his change come. Are you willing to hang in there? Are you willing to hold on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith? Watch this. The poor woman faced a similar blind alley. Pastor John, calm down. With no money or resources, she did all she knew how to do it. Finally, she gathered two sticks and a large cruse of oil and prepared to make a final cake of bread for herself and her kids. Every believer knows, hallelujah, what it's like to face blind situations where you are helpless against powers greater than yourself, defenseless, with little room for escape or retreat. And every action is falsely interpreted with often terminal results. Watch your blind alley this morning. Ask yourself the question, what it is that you have? Is it sickness that you cannot overcome? Is it a financial loss that seems to be no end? Is it an unwarranted attack by enemies upon your family? At a glance, we are frustrated by blind alley situation. Oh, why, hallelujah, is it that the just suffer unjust? Why is that the good suffer from the hand of the bad? Why is it that those who labor in the vineyard of life seems to have such difficult time? Why doesn't God help the helpless and avoid blind alleys? These are questions we all face when we find ourselves in life alley, looking down the barrel of situations that are being used against us and to an undesirable end. What purpose comes from allowing a believer to wander into a blind alley only to fall in the hands of the enemy? What that was the question the disciples asked Jesus in John chapter 9 and verse 1 to 7. You can read the story in your prayer chambers in your morning devotion. When they noticed a blind man who stumbled through the alleys of life, they wanted to know the purpose of the situation. Do you want to know your purpose this morning? Do you want to understand the purpose why you were created? Do you want to understand why God placed you in a time like this, in a situation like this? Where you are located is ideal. The place you were born and the place you now live and the city and the people surrounding you, what is your purpose? They asked the question, was it a family sin that brought this upon him? Did he do something wrong? Jesus answered by saying that the man's entire purpose, that Pastor John's entire purpose of being diagnosed with cancer, being broke, hallelujah, Pastor Karabaka, his entire purpose of struggling through life was to provide an opportunity for Christ to do a great work through circumstances, thus to bring salvation to many. Don't you understand? It's time to understand what God is doing in your life. I understand my purpose today. I know it's hard when you're in the middle of your storm, but when, hallelujah, God within time will explain to you the purpose you have to go through in order to come through. Oh, since each of us has a purpose in life, our blind, hallelujah, alley situation could very well be the one circumstance that God uses to correct wrong that exists for generations to come. Oh, I pray to God that he used me to correct, hallelujah, people who are terminally ill and are struggling through life in the name of Jesus to find a way to be healthy again. Oh, he did it, hallelujah, so many times. Oh, people receive a new view of mental, hallelujah. People receive a new view of mentally disabled people. Oh, when Jesus cured a man who ran wild in the cemetery, they began to see the mentally disabled as human beings. The woman at the well came from a blind alley circumstance. Oh, but Christ used a social stigma to say, I know the man you're living with is not even yours, but we can fix it today in the name of Jesus. Even Lazarus was allowed to die to demonstrate the power of the Lord over life and death situation. The late Robert Shula underwent a sickness many years ago that incapacitated him for a while. In the interim, he wrote a book by the title, Life is Not Fair. Read that book. He says, but God is good. God is good all the time. That should, hallelujah, be our resolve this morning. Life may present us with unjust situation. It is not fair. Why it's happening to me? I am pouring out my heart. I am talking to these people. They are not listening to me. What is going on? Perhaps I'm not a leader. Perhaps I'm not this. Understand and ask God to show you your purpose. Hallelujah. He says, hallelujah, but God is still good. Look at the skies, it is still there. Look at the moon is still there. When you look out at the stars, it's still there. He's still in control. That should be our results, my friend. When we reach blind alley situations and cannot see our way out, we only have one resolve: to lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. Don't you realize this morning, La Karabashi Kurabahayalabaka, you have a purpose this morning. Are you the purpose to visit someone, hallelujah, that you can transform their life from being rocks to riches? Are you there for a purpose to visit someone that can transform someone's life from death to life? Are you there to visit someone that can transform, hallelujah, oh, a better living for their self and families? To witness for Jesus from being, hallelujah, a slave to sin for a slave to Jesus, from being on the way to hell and on the way to heaven bound. Are you here for a purpose? All of us in the name of Jesus. He told us to have dominion over everything. Don't you understand when God gave us instructions and he tell us to have dominion? That is why the Apostle Paul wrote, he says, hallelujah, all things. He never said maybe some things. He said everything. I don't care if you says to me that your upline and downline do you bad. I don't care if you tell me this morning that your husband, oh God, did you bad. I don't care if you tell me it's a children problem. Can I tell you something? The problem is me, because I need to come to grips that whatever my situation is, oh God, God is working it out. Joseph told the brothers, you intended this to be bad, but God, hallelujah, turn it around and make it good. Do you understand what David said in Psalms chapter 1, hallelujah, meditate on the Lord day and night. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, if you want to prosper, meditate on the word of God that tells us it works together, it binds itself together, it come all in a time together. Oh, to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Do you have a purpose? Why am I here? Why am I going through? The next time you go through some trials, like all the Peter says, don't count it strange and feel something strange is happening to you, but count it a joy. Don't you know a joy that is unspeakable and full of glory? Oh, my friends, this morning, the next time, hallelujah, you open your mouth to criticize, why someone do you something? Oh, change your thought and look up in the air and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, you're not going to allow this problem to let you down. Oh, just raise your high head up high and say, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What you, hallelujah, felt is bad for me, when you come and you move me and they shift me, I've seen it in my life. When people come and they shift and they do certain things, I say, God, I thank you, hallelujah, that certain people do certain things. So now I'm in school and getting my doctor degree. Don't you understand what I'm saying to you? It's because of the shift. When they do it, you should say, thank you. You must do it again, because I am here for God's purpose. When you are serving God and you give yourself, like Paul says, hallelujah, in Romans chapter 12, he says, give your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is just your reasonable service. You lend yourself to God, whatever you have today, whatever you're doing. Oh, do not consider yourself poor. That's why Joel says, let the weak say, I am strong. He works best in your weakness. Oh, Paul went on to tell us in Corinthians, he says, hallelujah, when Jesus spoke to him, he says, three times I asked God to remove the thorn from my flesh. Oh, but God answered, Jesus answered him. He says, I am sufficient for thee. You say, Pastor, I didn't read that in the Bible. It's the same thing when Jesus said, my grace, because God is grace. Jesus is grace. So he was speaking to him and said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Hallelujah. So Jesus was saying, in other words, I am all you need. Jesus is all you need. What is your purpose? in the kingdom of God back to our moderator in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful and on-time word that we have just received straight from the throne room. Thank you so much, Pastor John, for bringing that message to us this morning. I'm going to be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless your holy name and we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify you. We thank you because you are our creator, because you are our refuge, because you are our joy, you are our strength, God. And so we come humbly before your throne, asking you first to forgive us, God, and also to have mercy upon us. And we thank you because you are a great and awesome God. We thank you that you allow for us to wake up into a new day that we have never seen before. And in that day ahead of us, God, we know that there is hope. We know that there is peace. We know that there is greatness. We know that there are needs that will be met in your name, God. But we walk in victory, and we are covered by your blood. We thank you that the blood still works, God. So we come thanking you for the man of God, and we thank you for that mighty message that you allowed for him to bring forth to us this morning, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single need in his ministry, in his business, in his family will be met in Jesus' name, God. So I speak right now in the name of Jesus for every life that has bowed into this line right now and those that will listen later, that they will just trust and believe you and that they will know that your promises are still true and that in 2015, miracles, signs, and wonders will be seen. And so we thank you, God, for what you're doing, the new things that you're doing in our life, the greater things that you're doing in our life, Father. And so I come right now lifting up Platinum President Dorothy Cook to you, and I pray for traveling grace and mercy as she travels to New York and to Cleveland, God. I pray that you would just comfort her during this time of bereavement, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just touch her heart as she goes to lay her family member to rest. I pray right now, God, that you would just intercede. And I lift up Phyllis Carter to you, and I pray that every single thing that needs to be done for her mother's home going on Saturday, God, that you will make a way, Father. So I lift her up and her family to you right now, Father. I also lift up the family of Steve Gerard to you. I lift up the family of Liz Martin to you. I lift up the family of Rita Keys and Precious Keys to you, a 16-year-old, God, that you just allow to move from this place into a heavenly place, God. But I ask for strength right now in the name of Jesus for her mother and for everyone who came to this line this morning with a need, God. You are the comforter. You are our refuge. You are our hope. You are our provider, God. So you said that if we would just ask you, and all we have to do is just open up and ask and have a conversation with you, that you would give us the desires of our heart. So we're asking this morning, God, for you to do great things in our lives. And we bless you and we praise you. And we never go a day without thanking you for everything that you have done. We thank you for everything that you're doing, and we thank you for everything that you will do. And so at this time, now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and to keep us from stumbling and to present ourselves right now before you, God, as a living sacrifice, we pray that this day will be great, that you will be glorified, that you will be magnified, and that we realize that we walk in dominion and power this time, now, and forevermore. And I pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. To go back and hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 539598 pound. Also, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598 pound. Please, please, please make sure that you're a part of the 150 plus club. If you don't know what I'm talking about, get back with the artistpreneur that invited you to this call and they will share with you what that is all about. Make it happen today because today is your day and know that today is your time. Pastor John, can you give us our benediction for this day?
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace in Jesus' name. And everyone say amen and amen. Have a great day today and a better one tomorrow. Amen.